Labor activists are targeting the city of Bellevue in the battle for a $15 an hour minimum wage. Yesterday, they marched from Seattle across the I-90 bridge and staged a protest that stopped traffic in downtown Bellevue. KUOW's Deborah Wong was there and has more.
The day-long march ended with about 100 people gathering at a downtown Bellevue Jack-in-the-Box. There, eight people entered a busy intersection, sat down, and locked arms. Most were fast food workers like Asher Rosebrook.
I want this to lead to us no longer being viewed as third-class citizens, that we're not worthy of a livable wage.
Police moved in and arrested all eight. They were led willingly into a waiting van as the rest of the crowd cheered them on. The march was meant to be the beginning of an effort by labor activists to bring the minimum wage movement to cities around Seattle. Seattle Socialist City Councilmember Shama Sawant was there. She was one of the leaders of the effort to raise Seattle's minimum wage to $15 an hour.
There are workers here, there's fast food outlets here, and Bellevue is full of wealthy people, but Bellevue is also full of people who are struggling. And it's important to share that message that, you know, when we organize, you can win.
The spectacle of the march and the arrests was clearly novel to some residents.
I think I liked it.
Have you seen anything like this before?
No. Well, no, I haven't.
Bob Gunovic was a Democratic activist back when the city was Republican. He says Bellevue has changed and the $15 an hour movement has a fighting chance here.
Bellevue is actually, people don't realize, is becoming more liberal. The Democrats have been winning the last 6, 7, 8 years, the legislature. The liberal thing has crossed the lake.
But what Bellevue doesn't have is a mayor or city council that has embraced the $15 an hour minimum wage, as Seattle did, or a socialist leading the charge. For KUOW News, I'm Deborah Wong.